you've ever wanted to front your own rock band, you could take the traditional route, get a bunch of musicians together and spend endless days and nights rehearsing until you're ready to start playing some gigs. Or you could just head over to the High Noon Saloon in Madison, Wisconsin on a Tuesday night for Rockstar Gomaroki. Rockstar Gomaroki, it's a variation on karaoke, in which you sing along with a live band instead of a pre-recorded karaoke track. And why is it called Gomaroki? Because it features the encyclopedic and eclectic musical stylings of the Gomers, a comedy rock, experimental music, progressive rock band based here in Madison. We sent, to the best of our knowledge, producer and senior karaoke correspondent Doug Gordon to Rockstar Gomaroki.
Welcome to Rockstar Gomaroki, where you can get everything and nothing together in one package. Yeah. Thank you so much.
One of the Gomaroki regulars is Frasier. He used to be known as Mr. Showbiz, but he's been promoted.
It's Dr. Showbiz. He's got his honorary doctorate in showbiz.
How you doing, man?
Regular karaoke, you know, it's a computer. There's no flexibility there. You're singing it supposedly just like the song was recorded for everybody to hear. So, Gomaroki, you know it your way, and the band knows it their way, you know, with the crowd. And every time you sing, you might sing the same song every time, but each time it's going to be a little bit different just because it's live band. It's a bunch of different musicians working together.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. It's been the ruin of many a poor boy. And God, I know I'm one.
Tom Schwartz is another Gomaroki veteran.
This goes out to B. Arthur and Dom DeLuise.
We've all sung in the shower before, after all. And it makes you wonder, could I possibly go on stage and actually make this work? Could I pull it off? And here you get the opportunity to do that, to try, certainly.
Well, I got another town about an hour ago. I took a look around, so it's where the wind blows. Well, there's a little girl in a Hollywood bungalow.
We all live in a weird society, and everybody's got tension that builds up in them. We all look for ways to let that tension out constructively and non-harmfully. People have talked about primal scream therapy for a long time. I've used this experience as an opportunity to get up and scream my lungs out in front of a large number of people before. And where else could that happen?
And Gomaroki wouldn't be Gomaroki without the effervescent Terry Lynn Lane. She's been singing Gomaroki since the beginning.
Oh, Terry, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Yeah.
I was feeling kind of sentimental about Rush because last July I sang a Rush song, and that was the night that I met my boyfriend, and now he's my fiance.
Though his mind is not correct, though pulling down is ever again, serve a quiet defense, riding out the day's events.
Gomaroki is about the everyday Joes. There are people that come here from all different walks of life, different work experiences, different friend networks, and this is the one thing that draws all of us together, and it's drawing you out of your daily humdrum existence where sometimes, frankly, maybe somebody doesn't really give a crap about it, you know, as long as you show up for work. But here, for 5 minutes, you can be on stage and be a rock star and have fun and have people applaud you and get a free drink. And it's a totally fun, good vibe experience. And I have met so many fun people And I've had so many of my friends come here for various evenings, and it's such a bonding experience.
Right now, let's enjoy Swampy.
Another crowd pleaser is Richard Marsh, alias Swampy D. Swampy D has a very powerful voice, and the phrase reckless abandon is a great way to describe his performances. You never know what he's going to do. He may venture out into the crowd, as he did on this night.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. Yeah, well, with every move he makes, another chance he takes. The odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man.
As you've seen, I'm pretty spontaneous with what I do when I get up there. I don't like to just stand there all the time. I like to interact with the crowd. You know?
I have to say one thing about Swampy D. Whenever he sings, it doesn't matter where he is in the set, whenever he sings, all the girls get up and dance.
Secret agent man.
Rebecca Seitz says that performing Gomoroki is like going to music school.
The thing I think I love the most about performing with the Gomers is being surrounded by the sound. When you're in an audience or when you're listening to a stereo, it's very one-directional or two-directional. But when you're singing in the midst of the band and you hear it from all directions, it's much more being a part of the music and you can get really lost in it.
Oh, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why.
And there's a lot of glamour in it, too. So, you know, there are the lights and there's the audience and the applause and people shouting your name and the Gomers saying you're part of the band and you get the free drink and at the end you want to say, tip your bartenders, and you feel like a rock star. And that's fun, but that doesn't last. And so what keeps me coming back is knowing that I'm learning how to perform among the best musicians that will let me play with them. And that's such an honor. And I feel free to mess up and know they're going to be supporting me behind me. So if I mess up the timing, they're going to catch me and they'll come around again and they'll nod to me when it's time to come in. And so it's much more forgiving than regular karaoke, because in regular karaoke, if you miss your cue, that's it. But if you've missed your verse or you've come in wrong, and Dave might start singing just to sort of get you into it. And I think they really go at it with an attitude of almost teachers, but also like cohorts, and they're really allies up there. So it's easy to feel like a musician up there more than just, you know, you're singing to a bouncing ball. It's much more integral. Really making music together is pretty special.
Biff Uranus Blum vom Gaginyom of the Gomers explains the difference between Gomoroki and other versions of live band karaoke.
We're the Gomers, and we know a million, trillion, zillion, 300,000 songs, and we can do them in any style, and we do them with a sense of tongue-in-cheek often, and we have a lot of fun with it, and we lift people up to the sky sometimes. It's goofy.
Ah-hoo!
How do the Gomers approach songs they don't know very well?
It's a lot like the high dive, Doug. You climb up the steps, you get up there, and you jump a couple times, and you just dive right in. And sometimes the water's really close, and it's warm, and there's no sharks. And then other times, you keep falling, and suddenly you realize there's no water, but there was actually a cliff. And maybe there's a parachute, and maybe there's a trampoline, and maybe not.
I asked Biff Blum vom Gaginyom and fellow Gomers Steve Burke and Jeff Brady about their favorite Gomoroki memory.
There was a woman who came up who was extremely drunk, and she had a broken leg, so she was on crutches in a cast, in a fairly full leg cast, like it was a big boot that kind of went up to the knee area, but down to the foot. And she started spinning around. I can't remember the song. It was probably like, Oh Lord, Won't You Buy Me Mercedes-Benz, or one of those other songs by her. And she was spinning, and she like kicked a mic stand over, and she kicked a guitar over, and she couldn't stop. She was drunk and invalid, basically. But she was in motion. And I just remember thinking, do you remember those like tops we used to have as kids? They were like battling tops or something, and you'd pull the string and they go woof, and
she really owned the stage, and she was jumping around with this big cast, like whipping back really close to all of us.
Yeah, she almost took out Dave a couple times, I think.
Took out the drums too. Everyone got a turn, like where we almost got completely Crispin Glover style clocked, but with a big cast, you know. It was like whatever, 80 pounds of cast.
You don't remember exactly what song, but it was probably a Janis Joplin song, because I was thinking it would have been only fitting if it were You Spin Me Round.
Spin Me Right Round. Yeah, it wasn't that, but yeah, that would have been hilarious. The funniest thing was that she was holding her bad leg out and, you know, hopping on the good leg. And so it was like she was really kind of performing a cool feat of maneuverability for someone who was obviously in had a cast on and crutches, man. It was so funny. You spin me right.
Are there any songs that Jeff Brady and Steve Burke are sick of doing? The answer is no.
Well, the thing I like about doing the same songs over and over again is it's not really like we're doing the same song, because like the singers are always different. It's always a different sort of environment that automatically is created at every show. So even though we've done me and Bobby McGee say like 14,000 times, every time we do it, it doesn't seem like the same song totally, because the singer adds a new dynamic. It seems like the Gomoroki paradigm is one of constant self-renewal, and therefore I don't ever get sick of songs. Steve?
Wow, Jeff, I really like that paradigm of constant renewal.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was our paradigm, and I have to say that I'd be honored and pleased if that were so, and I suspect you might be right. My take on it is that we put this out to the city and to the populace in general and to the world, you know, like, come up, we'll play these songs. And so to pass judgment on what songs people bring up would be just really counter to the whole thing, the whole spirit, the whole idea behind this thing. And not only that, even if we do play a song, say, like the one Jeff mentioned, or Don't Stop Believin', we've done that probably hundreds of times, and each time you approach it new, and that's a challenge to a musician, to approach material that one is like intimately familiar with and try and wrench a little bit more emotion out of it and try to play it like it's fresh. That, to me, makes it worthwhile, even if I personally don't care for the song, in order to like be issued this challenge to play it to the best of my ability and to put emotion into it. Well, you couldn't ask for more, you know? As a musician, you couldn't ask for more. That's it. You know, that's what keeps me coming back. That song that I don't like, that I have to play a million times, that makes me a better musician, I'd like to think.
Each of us have, like, different biases, musical biases and everything. But I think when we're on stage together, it's like, whatever we're playing, we're going to, like, do our best no matter what. And that's what makes Gomers enjoyable to play with for me.
Believing.
Rockstar Gomeroki at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, Wisconsin, starring the Gomers. To the best of our knowledge, producer Doug Gordon filed that report.